And we are back, finally.
Finally.
With another episode of...
Simple Math. Oh, no, it's the podcast. I'm so sorry.
God, see? I told you I knocked the rust off.
That is,
we
that's
are
what
back
we do.
With another episode of the podcast presented by Simple Math Matrix. It's your boy, Mr. AK Super Raw 357, best known as Prince Godbody, and I'm joined by
the God, King Hoopla.
And we have been gone for a minute, man.
Yes, we have. A minute, man.
And you know what? I'm going to put the blame on you.
Why?
But there ain't no shame on
you. I'm about to say, ain't no, hey.
Because my man, Nate.
I was kind of bettering myself.
Now got the torch on deck. And when I say that, I don't mean a gun.
But it's literal. It's very literal. It's very literal.
Congratulations, man.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I appreciate it.
Congrats. Like, that is the biggest reason we took our break. Nate is now a fucking welder. A certified welder. Like this.
Yeah, certified welder.
This man has a career now.
I do have a
career. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
So, congratulations to you.
But this shit takes off. Like, I will leave that shit. Don't do that. I will do that.
All right. Don't let them see this. But, congratulations, man. That's why we took our break, pretty much.
Yeah. Had to finish that off.
Yeah,
like, you know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? With as much as we were trying to do, and we'll talk about it at the end of this episode, as much as we're going to do, you couldn't have been in school and podcasting.
Yeah.
Podcasting doesn't fucking matter.
And working.
Yeah, it doesn't fucking matter when you're doing, you know,
it does
shit
matter.
You got to do.
It doesn't matter. I'm not going to say
that.
No,
it
doesn't. I'm not going to say it doesn't
not
matter.
Not when you're trying to better your life, you know what
of
I'm
course,
saying?
Yeah.
I never, so.
I feel you on that.
Congratulations, snaps and claps to you. Gunshots, clap, whatever you want to make happen.
I'm telling
you,
when we get a soundboard, it's going to be a rap. When we get that soundboard, it's going to be a fucking rap.
Anything you want to insert about that shit?
Yeah, I'm just happy. I'm just happy that I finished it. I'm proud of myself for actually accomplishing something that I went out my way and did. Like, you know what I mean? And it was definitely something for the betterment of my life.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I have a career out of it. I love it to death. I got the scars from it to prove it. Every day is a new learning experience, especially the job I'm at now. I love my job. It's something that you don't hear a lot of people say, especially at my age.
Yeah.
And I'm actually blessed to say that. So, and I'm just glad to finally be back in a groove and get back in a groove with this podcast, because I love this too. Like, you know what I mean? I really do love this. This is a passion of mine, a hobby of sorts. But I would, you know what I'm saying? This is also something like a side job, almost a side career too. You know what I'm saying? Because you know what I mean? It's amen.
Pimping the mic, huh?
Amen. Shit, fuck it.
Pimping the mic.
I don't know how that sounds out there without saying a pause at the end, but
pimping the mic. Oh yeah.
Yeah, you might want to see another pause on that one, but I guess so. Whatever pimping the mic means.
Like I said, congratulations, man.
Thank you, sir.
Should we jump in like we usually jump in?
Yeah, like the Disney movie, yeah. With Corbin Blue and Kiki Palmer. You remember that, Jane?
Man, shit. And you're a mom?
My mom.
And you're a mom?
Who?
You out here dressed like this, and you're a mom. No, it's a fact.
Oh,
that you're a mom,
yeah. Oh, my Lord. Yeah. Mom, oh, yeah. Yeah. That was a while. Yeah. Oh, my Lord. There's so much shit that's happened.
Yeah.
And I need to stop cussing. You know, YouTube be on that stuff. Yeah. But, yeah, so much stuff has happened in the amount of time. What has it been like?
Well, we start political. We always try to start with the more serious stuff first.
Like 4 months.
You're catching this episode this week. Rest in peace, Angus Cloud and Pee Wee Herman.
Yeah.
If you don't know, do your research. We're not really gonna go into spiel.
Yeah, too
about
dope.
Because it's our return episode. So I hate to be selfish.
No somber. No somber. It's rest in peace to those guys. You know what I'm saying? Two pretty dope white men. rest in peace and condolences and prayers to their families. You know what I'm saying? We don't know what Angus Cloud died from yet, but yeah, that was
I
that was
speculating.
Yeah,
nobody was speculating.
But not to say too much.
He was sick. You know what I'm saying? So we can kind of roll through that. I'm not trying to be disrespectful.
No, I'm not.
But
it is what it is.
Let's get to something juicy.
Something juicy.
Pause.
Hey man.
Talking about your butt.
Whoa.
I mean,
you're crazy.
It's a new episode. Now, so I gotta go crazy.
You're crazy.
You know
this man's wilding. This man is wilding today.
I'm fucking with you.
He's wilding.
But no. Speaking of crazy. Trump now is essentially being indicted.
Again.
He's being indicted again. But now it's essentially for kind of cultivating January 6th, being the leading force behind January 6th.
Yeah.
How
inciting the riot.
Yeah. How do you feel that Trump will... Okay, how do you feel he will get through this is a bad way to put this. He's right now facing four serious charges that essentially makes him an enemy of this state. Do you think he will legitimately get convicted is my first question. And if not, what does this mean for the limits of American, like... I don't even want to say presidency, but yes, but like power, authority. At this point, if he does get off and doesn't face any legitimate prison or jail time, legitimate consequences, what does this mean to American authority? Is it lawless at that point?
Ultimately, yeah, because it's automatically just feeling what people already think, though, about the American society when it comes to, like, politicians and the government and stuff like that. Like, they think they're above the law. And essentially, they are above the law, especially when you're talking about the president here. Like, you know what I'm saying? We've always said, you can go back on multiple podcasts, we said that they're never going to put Trump in handcuffs or nothing like that. Like, they're never going to have a mugshot of Trump or something like that. Because that not only just destroys the presidency, like the face of the presidency, but also destroys the integrity of America as a whole.
Political system.
Yeah, political system. You know what I mean? You can't have, you know what I'm saying, a former president on...
But what is that? Okay, I agree with you. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You're kind of... We're both, you know, like you said, we agree on that. But what does that mean for authority? Like, honestly, what
I mean, it literally shows what... People have always, that's what I'm saying. It literally shows what people have always thought that people, because it goes to show you from the policemen, from the little, you know what I'm saying, from the little authorities.
But if it shows that, and we have a clear example of that, that has worked.
Are you saying what can we do about it?
No, I'm not asking what can we do. I'm asking once we have a clear example that has worked in real time at this level, where does it go from here?
I don't know.
Do you understand what I'm at?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, at that point, I just don't know. Because it's the president. It's a former president.
Because cops were doing it, and cops got, you know, like you said, cops abusing their authority.
Yeah.
Got to that point where people started to socially check them. But then last year, you see Tier Nichols get fucking killed by four black guys. You know what
exactly,
I'm saying?
So you know what I mean?
Now if a former president can get off on essentially what is everything less than treason. What happens to authority? Do you respect it or do you neglect it? I guess that's my best question.
Okay.
The best question I can ask right now is if he were to get through with this and it's just another sheet in the wind, you know what I'm saying? Just another whatever, grain in the sand, whatever you want to call it. And he gets, do you neglect authority or do you respect it more?
You neglect it, kind of. I'm thinking you're going to neglect it.
I mean, give me your reason.
Thinking on neglect it because you can't respect it. You can't respect a system that doesn't even uphold its values to every citizen. You know what I mean?
You can't, but we do every day when we live in America.
Yeah, I know.
We're black men. You know what I'm saying?
That's a contradictory part of this whole situation. Like, you know what I mean? But we're speaking about it for a white man that was a president.
And that, but
that has money before the presidency, and now he has money and power.
But the presidency is such a big scale that I'm not sure if race is even
it's not a factor.
No, because you're right, because if it was a black man. That's stupid of me to say. No. But if still the president.
And this is still something, this is still occurring over an incident that America wants to forget about as quickly as possible still. Like, you know what I mean?
I don't think, no, we don't. That's why we're still talking about it. I don't think, in a perfect world.
I've said that a lot this week.
Yeah, we got to stop saying that. We'll take that
back. Said that a lot.
In the real world, what's happening is nobody wants to forget about that.
Yeah.
Because either that's a medal of honor or it's a medal of shame.
Yeah.
So you're never going to be able to forget about it.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm saying America wants to forget about that shit.
I don't know if that's true. Like I said, it's a medal of honor, a medal of shame.
Yeah.
Depending on what side of the fence you're on. So you never want to forget that. That's what I'm saying. So who wants to forget that? Who honestly wants to? Well, why in your fucking right mind would you forget January 6th?
That is true. Why would you forget that? But it's, I don't know, because it just shows, like, that America just be running fucking wild sometimes.
And that's exactly why you forget the civil rights movement.
Exactly.
And critical race
theory. Oh, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. That's why I'm fighting you on that. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? That's why you don't want that shit. You don't want people to not care. Exactly. You don't want to not care. You don't mm-hmm. want to not get over
it. Yeah, yeah.
Nobody wants to get over it. You know why? Because it's a talking point. It's an easy way to get your point across on a major subject.
It is, though.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it is, though. That you're right. Yeah. I'm sorry. I can't even combat you on that. But it's true, because when they talk about critical race theory and all this sort of thing, they're just trying to erase what holds people accountable for what happened.
Exactly.
That's what it loses. Accountability loses its meaning.
See, no, and the thing is
accountability is lost. That's what I mean.
It's always lost, because the thing is that now is there's a certain part of the population that's trying to move to a point in time where we've kind of restarted history.
Mm-hmm.
Slavery doesn't matter.
Yeah, I don't know.
The Holocaust doesn't matter.
Yeah.
What else is to... Yeah, but shit like that has not happened because now we're in a new, we've all grown.
Yeah.
And this is all with air quotes. We've all grown and become new and more people and more civilized.
We're in the age of technology.
But all that is just like guys to keep being racist, keep being xenophobic, keep being safe. You know what I'm saying?
To keep
traditionalism.
To keep
this traditional, when you say traditional, traditional is a very good way to veil the word hate.
Yeah, that is true.
And prejudice.
That is true.
This is what I was taught.
Mm-hmm.
Like we were saying today, kids are not fucking racist because they saw a kid on the playground.
Yeah. They're not racist
because they heard something
taught
at home.
Yeah, it's a learned behavior. It's taught behavior.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean? Yeah. No kid is born racist.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know what I'm
saying? That is a very true fact. Like, you can't just be taught this certain stuff. Right. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's taught down. It's reworded. There we go. It's reworded to fit the normal. You know what I'm saying? So it doesn't offend anybody. So we say traditional now. You know what I'm saying? It could matter, like you saying, from racism to sexism and all that stuff. People just say, "I want traditional this." Like, what do you mean traditional? Like, how far are we going back? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
You know what I'm saying? If we go any farther back,
Gone.
Black people and white people were separate. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? There was a hierarchy on the skin color.
Yeah.
It was a hierarchy on men and women. So that was a true thing.
Yeah.
So that's all it is nowadays, is lack of accountability. That's what it's gonna show to, especially when it goes to the level it's at right now. You know what I'm saying? With the
lack of accountability spreads to everywhere. Because now we've gotten to the point where if you can get away with it, you will get away with it as long as you can before you're called out.
That's true.
That's always how it's been.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I guess I'm naive to say it's not. That's how it's always been. But you can even see that shit in the fucking SAG-AFTRA strikes.
Yep, in Hollywood right now. You can definitely see it in Hollywood right now.
Because we've had four big movies this summer.
Mm-hmm.
The Spider-Man movie, the Mission Impossible movie, Oppenheimer, and Barbie.
And Transformers, too, I think.
You know what I'm saying? Those are the Transformers wasn't a big movie, it didn't hit box office like that.
Oh, okay.
And for real, Mission Impossible barely did.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Miles Morales and the Spider-Man Jones just did because it was going to have to.
Oh, and Mario.
Yeah, that's not summer. That wasn't summer.
That was like May, wasn't it?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Nah.
So now that we have the fucking pretty much entertainment, the acting entertainment industry shut down outside of Broadway, and it's mainly because you can't fucking value a stream.
Yeah, you can't.
And so they're either not valuing the streams, they're faking the stream numbers, or what have you. But what's happening in the long run is these people aren't getting paid.
Mm-hmm.
These writers are not making residuals because this shit is not on TV, so there's no set rate for that shit anymore.
Yep.
So that shit's pennies on the dollar, if that, anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So the real question is, at what point does the entertainment industry in general define a stream? Because once they settle this with SAG-AFTRA, you know what I'm trying to say?
Mm-hmm.
It'll become a thing where musicians start to look at it more closely, because Netflix is the same as Spotify.
Yeah, exactly.
You put your material on there, but they're draining your money from you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Especially especially when he signs shit over to him.
Yeah, exactly.
When you get that lump sum immediately, you're not getting nothing from that. Exactly. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's all them. So,
exactly.
And I'm surprised it hasn't happened already with the streaming industry and music. I feel like it has to an extent.
It has. The thing is, well, the people that aren't making money are happy with the money they are making.
Yeah, that's true.
And the people that are making money have other deals to where the streaming money is just another check.
And you got to think that's why a lot of artists are on the catalogs too.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Exactly. A lot of, like you said, they're wholesaling the catalog because that's a great way to make money off the actual music.
At the end of the day, it's going to go on sale regardless anyway, yep, after a certain amount of years. That's just, if you know stuff about them, it's just a little tidbits about the music industry.
Yeah, but do you think that the film industry, film and TV industry, is going to be able to adequately compensate these people that are writing for it?
No, you can't.
And that's why they're trying to introduce the AI thing, which is also not going to work.
It's hard. You want to know why? Because I might want to watch Sweet Life of Zack and Cody one moment, but then in the 30 minutes, 20 minutes of the episode, I might not want to watch it no more. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How do you charge that? How do you charge that to somebody's bank account?
How much is the stream? No, not to their bank account, but how do I get paid off that?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Like, because the thing is, with TV, it's going to air anyway. Like you're saying, yeah.
Yeah.
So whose side is that on? Like, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
There should be a pre-constructed.
But it's hard. In this technological age,
yeah,
it's hard to compensate for how fast technology is growing.
Yeah, that's
you know
true.
What I mean?
That's very true.
And how, because you got to think, people consume so much nowadays versus how much people consume 10 years ago, 15 years
yeah.
ago. Nobody had, 10 years ago you had Netflix.
Yeah.
15 years ago you had Hulu. But, 10, 15 years ago you had both of those things, but you didn't have them at the rate you have them now.
Yeah, sure.
To where now you have all these different streaming services, Max now,
yeah,
which strictly holds Cartoon Network stuff.
Yeah.
Or you know what I'm saying? Or you have Disney
it's all
Plus.
Gatekeeping.
Or you have
it's
Disney
Plus.
It's back
to cable.
Exactly.
It's back to cable.
It's literally, but people aren't going to do that now, because you got to think, these companies are getting so much money now. You got to think, Disney is getting so much money off of three different streaming networks.
Mm-hmm.
Three or four different streaming networks right now.
Yeah.
Why would they want to go? Why would they feel like they need to go back to cable? There's no reason to go back to cable.
Yeah, sure.
You're
yeah.
not making none
yeah.
of that money quick enough.
Yeah,
you're
right.
You got to think. It's still a hustle at the end of the day.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's always a game. We're going to go to the wire. It's still a game.
Game, yeah.
It's always going to be a game.
You think it's a game? All right, so if it's a game, is it Elon Musk playing it right?
No, oh my gosh. No, he's not. He sucks.
So you think, all right, so let's get some background. Twitter has now transitioned to X. X is supposed to be a platform all-encompassing, like WeChat is in China.
Mm-hmm.
And WeChat in China, you can pretty much do your food ordering, so your DoorDash, Instacart. You can pay people, your Apple Pay, Cash App, whatever. You
yeah.
can Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, call, text, video chat,
one
everything app. Off one. And that's what Elon Musk is trying to do.
Why didn't he just make his own app for that?
Because Twitter already had the user base.
Mm-hmm.
So, off that fact alone, we're going to build on this argument, off that fact alone, is Twitter becoming X a good idea for Elon Musk?
No.
Why not?
How
so?
As an avid user of X, it sucks. It just takes away from what the app already was. Like, you know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. Like,
how if it's given the same functions, just deleting the branding?
I don't know, man. People hate change. People hate change.
No, they don't, because they haven't left the site.
Yeah, I'm
saying. They haven't gone to Threads. They haven't gone to Spill.
That's the thing.
They haven't gone to Blue Sky. They haven't.
Vocally hate change, but they're not going to go through with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so what is the problem with it?
I don't know, man. It just looks ugly.
So, no, my question is, how does it look? How does it look ugly?
You take away the bird. The bird was like, you know what I mean? Like, when you first got a Twitter, you remember seeing a bird and shit like that.
It's a different bird than us. So I had Twitter years ago.
I know. I know that. Me too. But it's like, I don't know.
The logo.
Change, mister. I'm telling you, change.
But the logo on the
sucks
screen doesn't
sometimes.
Matter. I'm still going to the app.
Yeah, I know. It just looks,
you're still posting on the app.
I am still
posting. You're still posting this clip on the app.
Of course we're going to still post this clip on the app. But it just looks ugly.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
It's the same exact format.
I missed the blue. The blue versus the black.
There was very little blue in that.
I know you turned in dark mode. Yeah, I turned in dark mode, but the blue actually on the icon. Mister, you got to think.
I'm just saying, colors work attention.
On. I'm about to say colors work on people.
That's not going to change that. The app is Threads was black. Mm.
I'm about to say, and he almost messed up with how much shit you could see at one point in time.
What do you mean?
You remember when it was like 2 weeks or 3 weeks ago when he made that? When he said that he was going to limit to how much you could search, like you know what I'm saying, refresh.
Oh, that was shit. They were just having server problems. I'm almost sure.
I don't know, man.
I don't even know if that was true. That was almost sure they were just having server problems.
I don't know, man. That was a terrible move.
Either way, him.
But I also don't think adding all that to an app is going to, you know what I'm saying, like. What's the purpose of that? Like, you know what I'm saying? Twitter was not built for that.
You don't think it'll appeal to American users?
Yeah, it doesn't. Why would we need that? We already pay money for a phone bill.
Americans aren't used to being as controlled, so that's why it's not going
to
work.
Yeah, we already pay money for a phone bill. Why would we need something to... I mean, people already got WhatsApp and Facebook Messenger. And
but
this,
that's
that,
for
that.
Out of...
Exactly,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Nobody needs to DoorDash and... Nah, people don't want to put all the information on there.
Yeah, in one system.
Yeah. Nah.
We'd much rather spread it around.
Exactly, Give it to everybody. Yeah. Not all not at once. One person, yeah. Come on now.
Yeah, fair enough.
The Chinese already got half the stuff from TikTok. You know what I mean? So
speaking of spreading it around and not giving it one person at once, the running back market.
Oh, yeah.
The running back market in the NFL is in complete shambles.
It's in shambles.
It's almost to the point where you think the running back position might be getting eliminated soon.
I don't know how you could say that, but...
Because tight ends and wide receivers
tight
ends
and wide receivers can do the whole same thing. Yeah. Same thing like that. But I don't know. Especially
and
when...
quarterbacks to a certain degree.
Nah. You still want to keep risking that.
Well, no, not risking it, you but I'm saying just the actual it, doing it. Mm-hmm. But to continue
every
that,
quarter,
cut you off.
And the thing about it is, we talk about it now, but every quarter, well, I don't know. In a couple of years, every quarterback might be able to just run everything. You know what I'm saying? Every
athletic.
I don't,
that's what I'm
but
saying.
You still don't want to risk your quarterback getting injured every fucking
yeah, time. Okay, that's cool. Then risk a third string tight end or a guy that's, you know what I'm saying?
And then you still have a running back.
Yeah.
You still literally have the position. So yeah. It doesn't matter to try to eliminate it. So you might as well still have people that are conditioned to be real running back. So
as much
you can't
as,
eliminate position. You just basically. Help me break down why you can't eliminate the position. Yeah. So.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, the thing is, running backs are catching balls now.
Yeah. They so have to be more versatile than ever, yes.
So you might as well just get a receiver, because you can put a, or not a receiver, or just somebody that's fast.
Nah.
Somebody that's fast.
No. Everybody cannot take that. Everybody, a receiver is not. You
what
see,
team
you see,
has won? What team has won on the back of a running back in the last 10, 15 years?
Nobody.
That's what I'm saying.
Nobody.
The position is like the fullback position now. It's becoming a rat. Samuels is literally.
But Deebo Samuels can also play. Is also a big ass motherfucker.
But there's a lot of big ass motherfuckers that just don't get a place on a team that can just do that now. You sign them as a receiver. You sign them at the end of the fucking roster and play them when you need them. Most teams don't need a fucking running back beyond blocking. For the quarterback nowadays,
I don't know.
Indianapolis uses their running back.
You got to think the Titans literally got to the.
Bro, they don't.
I know.
We got to the Super Bowl without using ours. I know. Pretty much.
But y'all defense is also nice too.
But we got to there without y'all using our running back.
Also nice too.
We got there without you. That's what I'm saying.
You have multiple ways to win, Mister. It's
we
also
proved,
cool.
That's what I'm saying. Right now. Most teams have multiple ways to win now.
Yeah.
Most teams multiple ways to win are your option or your throw, or your pass.
Right? I don't know because look at the Cowboys. We're a team that needs a fucking running game.
Y'all have Tony Pollard. Y'all have a great running back. Y'all just are not a good team.
That's what I'm saying. We need a good running back.
No, y'all just need a good quarterback.
That is true. That's what I'm saying. That's why we have to have a good running game.
It doesn't do anything.
Because we're not going to trade. The quarterbacks are going nowhere.
You wouldn't pay somebody $20,000, $30,000 a year to not do anything, to not really help you. Well, not $20,000, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know what you're talking
running
about.
Running backs get what? She had 10, maybe?
I mean, say, what the fuck Tony Pollard's got? Like 11 million? Or
something? That's what I'm saying.
No, that's what Saquon Barkley is. He got like
the
11 million.
Is
yeah,
crumbled.
Yeah, he got like 11 million.
They're
yeah.
trying to fight for it. They're all trying to get together and fight
for it.
I blame Zeke. It's not Zeke's fault. It's that the entire fault is that the position is almost useless.
I'm about to
now.
Say, yeah. Because by the time the player actually gets the. But the thing about it is, they do deserve the money that they do get, that they ask for because of the what they put their body for, put their body through to get to that point. I understand.
Yeah.
That. You know what I'm saying? It takes, because you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to think.
But still,
you got to think, when Saquon Barkley was running the ball for the, you know what I'm saying, Giants, they had nothing else but him.
But he wasn't doing shit.
I know, but, I mean, he was getting injured too. But still, when he was running, he was running.
Like I said, you can't get
paid. I don't know. It's hard to transfer runs in the dubs.
I feel like you got to be productive to get to be, you know what I'm saying? You have to be productive for the team.
But how long, though? But how long is the question?
Hold on. You have to be productive to the team overall to have value. That's why the fullback position does not exist anymore.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I agree.
They're just eliminating the backfield.
Mm. I don't know.
Other than blocking, like, what do running backs do anymore? If you're not the top, if you're not Derrick Henry, what are you really doing?
That is true. I'm trying to think. I might just be going for a brain fart when I'm thinking about other running backs right now. But
I don't know.
I mean, but there are a lot of running backs that have got low.
Yeah.
They have got low signs. I mean, we franchise tagged Tony Pollard after we cut Zeke, but Zeke was taking up a lot of fucking
money. Zeke was going to be going anyway.
He wasn't producing not a damn thing. I mean, for them goal line, you know what I'm saying, for them goal line touchdowns and shit like that, yeah, that's cool and everything. I mean, we need those, of course. But in the long term of the actual game,
yeah,
if we actually had a decent fucking quarterback.
We do.
I don't care. I don't care. We can stop talking about football now.
We'll talk about football
in a couple weeks. How about that? About 2 weeks.
I'm down with that.
We'll talk about that in like 2-3 weeks.
So let's talk about the biggest fight of the year so far. Bud Crawford, Errol
Spence. The biggest fight of the year, not promoted wise.
It wasn't promoted
more than the Gervonta Davis and Garcia fight.
I don't know.
It wasn't promoted more, but it was bigger than. It was better than.
I don't know if it wasn't. Everybody was talking about it. Even motherfuckers that didn't watch boxing were talking about this fight.
I don't know. Same thing about the Tank fight.
You think?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, bro. Niggas are. The only reason why people are talking.
They only drew, yeah.
The only reason why people are talking. People are talking about it more because after the fight.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I think Tank drew Tank and Davis.
Tank's name is carrying weight anyway.
Tank and Garcia, rather. I think they guarded like a. What? Fucking.
I couldn't tell you.
Million or two more. But Bud Crawford put on a precise clinic against fucking Errol Spence.
And I told y'all.
And he showed
well, I didn't tell y'all yet. Yeah. I didn't have a chance to tell y'all, but I told him. Yeah. I told him.
Errol Spence.
And I told that guy over there.
Errol Spence is still an amazing boxer. Still top of the line. I don't think there's anybody that could do that to him. That wasn't Bud. But Bud showed that Marvin Hagler flash, like, Bud showed that he has the combination of skill and strength, not even necessarily speed, just skill and strength and patience to really fucking just beat somebody the fuck up. Like, Errol Spence had the fucking heart, though. So I can't write him off at all. Yeah,
you can't write him off for that fact. For that fact.
And see, they're going to do the rematch at 154.
You think they're not doing a rematch? I don't think
they're doing a rematch at 1 day. They pretty much both said it.
I don't think they're doing a rematch.
They took in $21 million at the arena this year at this fight. So they're definitely going to do it again.
I don't know, man. They might do it again. I don't think so because, like, I don't think Crawford should go up just because of that. You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
I don't think, unless he goes up, I think, because I feel like he's going to fight, he's going to have to. Somebody else is going to have another fight before he even goes
I think he could take it, though. Because the thing is, he walks around at his fighting weight.
He does. He's been doing that for a minute, too.
But that's what I'm saying. It's not.
And that's why I told people that he was going to have a fight.
And he had a fight. But where does he go from here? And where does Spence go from here? I think they both go to 154. They fight again. What happens with that, if they go a third match, they both retire.
But
if they go a third match, they both retire, in my opinion.
But and the thing about it is, it's also so much now. And the thing about it is, I've got to work on that now. I've seen people talking about Terrence Crawford so much now.
Yeah.
Way more than I've seen him being talked about any other his post-fights. People are talking about, like, because you've seen even Tank said.
His best pound for pound, according to Ring Magazine.
According to Ring Magazine. Tank said that he could tank him in six.
I don't think so.
And that's what I want to see.
No,
that's
Bud would have to go down because Tank couldn't go up to there.
Tank said he would go up.
Tank not up to 147. He's not getting to 147.
Who is that? The fight was at 148, right?
No, it was at 147.
147?
Yeah.
I think I think Crawford came in like 146.8, something like that. So,
yeah, you think so? He can drop.
Tank
not getting up there because he had 130 still, right? 130, 135.
I thought it was like 140.
He not at 140. If he said 140, we would be talking a lot more about that shit. Tank's real small. Tank's short.
I know he's short, but I thought
he's not small. He's still a boxer.
I might look into that one.
Nah, he's like 130. Yeah, but say Google that real quick. He's about 130. As far as Spence can fight anybody and still win.
I don't know who's anybody, but.
What do you mean?
Who's anybody?
Well, see, Bud, well, they're still going to have to fight again. So we still have to get over that hump because Bud wants Charlo next.
Yeah, Tank weighed in at 144. You're crazy.
Oh, yeah, I am crazy. I'm smoking dick, yeah, my bad.
Pause. Yeah, Tank ain't no light. Yeah, he's all welterweight division, but you know what I mean? But, yeah, he ain't no light.
You think he can go up to 147? But if Crawford goes up to 154, how bad is he going to go back to go down there? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Going back
and forth.
It depends
on how much time they get in between.
And he's still not young. He kicks ass, but he's still not young.
Hey, man, that's the thing, though. And that's what I told people. People's like, he's not young, this and the third, but that oldness gave him, I think that oldness gave him the edge in that fight. Yeah, that experience. That's what I'm saying. Like, you got to think, Crawford, him being that older, he had to grind for this fight just a smidge harder than Spence. They both came up.
No, Spence's face was broken, got in a car accident.
I'm not talking about what they had to go through to get to the fucking fight. I'm talking about just them little more years of him starting a little before him.
Yeah,
that's a little extra more grind time. You know what I mean? That's a little more knowledge that he picked up.
I guess I know what you're saying, but I don't know. They both kind of had
those extra fights on his record.
Bud did get shot in the head, so yeah.
Those extra fights on his record meant something. You know what I mean? Those a couple more fights that he fought than him. So you know what I mean?
Was it a good fight or was it a one-sided fight?
It was a great one-sided fight. Yeah, I can tell you that. It was a great one-sided fight. It was a good showcase for both. Oh, okay, I'm going to say, a good showcase for Bud would have been a hag.
Egregious statement.
Yeah, an egregious statement.
All right.
All right, boom.
Egregious statements. Imagine Lizzo telling you to lose weight.
Oh, damn.
I was going to say,
rank the fights this summer that we had. We had three great fights. I mean, three highly promoted fights. How about that? Because I'm not going to say that all of them were great.
Let's see. This was the best one. The Cool Boy was the second best one. And then the Tank was the third best one.
Who's a Cool Boy?
He went over a season, got mopped up by the Japanese. I can't pronounce
his name.
Oh, you're
talking about the Fulton fight?
Yeah. No.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Stephon Fulton fight. I saw that.
Yeah, that was the second best one.
Oh, no, they're talking about him, too. They're talking about him.
You got Boots Shakur.
Yeah, Shakur. Shakur's ducking.
Shakur just won a fight. Shakur won a money fight. He won a bank fight. And he's not going to get it. That's the thing that's going to kill Shakur is trying to get that bank fight. Like, just fight somebody and then show why you deserve the bank fight.
Well, they're saying that, all right, they're saying since, I think, Spence moved. I seen something today. I got to verify it. That Spence moving up. I think
they're moving up.
Yeah, Spence moving up. Spence moving up regardless.
They both said they were going to go to 154.
Crawford hasn't said something else after the fight, though.
He pretty much said he was going to go to 154. Like they pretty much said.
Well, I haven't seen nothing about Crawford.
Maybe I'm tripping.
I haven't seen it. I know Spence said he was going to go.
Maybe I'm tripping.
But then they said something with because there's a vacancy now.
Mm-hmm.
There's a vacancy. So I think Shakur automatically will have to get a contender spot, but he has to fight Lomachenko or something like that because he's the number two contender for that vacancy. So that would probably be the fight Shakur would get.
Because that's what he called out today, too.
Yeah, and that would be...
So we'll see.
Yeah, so...
Man, I just want to see Shakur.
I don't want these cats keep beating up on Lomachenko either. Because... And them
it's
trying
an
to
easy
get dug,
fight. It's an easy fight now.
I know, but...
It's like Teofimo coming back. It's an easy fight.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
But just trying to get their name off Lomachenko, even though he had some great fights back in the day.
But when you fight motherfuckers, back in the day, it don't matter.
I know it don't.
Yeah. It don't matter that much.
Even though he should have won the Haney fight, too. Should have won the Haney fight, man.
That fight was fucking
I didn't
so
even watch it, but I know he should have won it.
That fight was so disappointing. I will agree with that, yeah. All right, let's go ahead and wrap it up with our music section as usual. Lizzo is out here fat shaming people.
That's crazy.
What do you mean? So Lizzo is now accused.
Listen, that's like you out here shaming people for having one lung.
I shame people for having I don't shame them for having disabilities, but I will shame a disabled person. So
nah, that's you like shaming somebody for having a fucked up voice or some shit like that.
No, I do all the time.
I don't know why.
Cause I hate like if your voice annoys me, it just pisses me. Even though I know it's dead.
I'm
wrong.
Talking about them having a voice problem because of a medical reason.
Oh, I don't know many people like that, but
that's like if you did though. I think that's fucked up.
Yeah, that would be pretty fucked up. I wouldn't do that. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty nice in general. But,
all right.
So Lizzo.
Yes.
Getting sued.
By three.
Lizzo and her fucking dance manager or whatever, dance captain. And the entire thing is that you have somebody who's such a, like, people protector, abusing people. That's what's shocking.
Mm-hmm.
Usually celebrities being bad people is not shocking.
No, that's normal.
It's that somebody who's such a people protector. But apparently
a social justice warrior.
To say that, okay, cool. But apparently she was having her dancers and their entourage go to like these risque clubs and was forcing them to eat vagina.
Hold on. First of all, they were in the red light district in Amsterdam. That's what it was.
Risque clubs.
No, we're going to put a name on it. We're going to give some.
Well, I mean, I don't know where they were.
That's what it said. That's what I saw.
But she had them doing all this crazy shit, making them expose themselves. And then the dance instructor was shaming people about being. And my entire question is, how the fuck did the dance instructor have that much authority? And two, is Lizzo getting away with this?
Well, obviously she's not.
Like that, but I guess that's how you know she's not really like taking people who are part of the culture along with her on the road. Because if a real black woman said, and Lizzo came up to a real black woman and said, "Hey, you fat." You know what the first woman would, the first word that would say it come out of her mouth? Bitch.
Well, it's not only that though. It's not only that. You gotta realize in these situations, I'm guessing, because I'm not obviously in show business or nothing like that. You gotta realize it's really cutthroat in general.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
You're gonna do anything you're gonna do to keep your motherfucking job. You gotta realize there's 100 motherfuckers outside that are
waiting up to do
itching
the same thing.
To take your spot.
Yeah, you're right about that.
That are itching to take your spot. That are waiting for you to slip. That are waiting for you to crack. You know what I mean? And they're gonna put up with something as much as they can. And you know what I mean? I'm not throwing shade, nothing on the situation at all. But they're gonna do as much as they can until they crack. You know what I mean? Until there's a point to where, well, this is just fucked up. You know what I mean? And a lot of people might be like, "Oh, why didn't they say something?" Nah, you gotta realize this is a job.
That's true.
As somebody who worked in, you know what I'm saying, not shit the worst conditions ever, but has worked in warehouses and stuff like that. People put up with a lot of stuff to provide for their family, you know what I mean? To provide for themselves. Like, you got to realize in order to live a lifestyle, you have to provide for yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you got to think, how many, putting out Dance for Lizzo, you know what I'm saying, on a world tour.
Yeah,
resume,
that makes a lot.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That makes a lot of things. You're going to put up with a lot just to do that. You know what I mean?
But my thing is, why be, not, I agree with you completely, but on Lizzo's side, why the fuck be this, try to portray this positive person on you? Or just
because everybody's shitty at the end of the day.
Yeah, that's true. Everybody has a shitty.
Everybody.
Because you see, Doja Cat just lost all her fans.
Oh yeah,
essentially.
And that's the thing too. But then in that case right there, I think there's some people who don't want to be famous too. I don't think Doja wants to be famous either.
Yeah,
so you know what I'm saying? In that context, like I can understand. Like, I mean, I think it's shitty to do that too because these are the people that made you rich. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I'm saying? These are people that made you not, I don't know, if, I know you don't want fame, but you have a lot of money now. You have a lot of means to provide for you and your family. So you should at least give them that type of courtesy. And
but
that
the shit that fucking Lizzo is doing to these dancers,
it's fucked up. It's very fucked up. Yeah. I don't endorse it at all, because shitty work conditions is shitty. Like, you know what I'm saying? Having a shitty boss is one thing, but having a boss
has power.
That is inflicting power on you. That also probably shows that she's never had power a day in her life. You know what I mean? And anytime that's usually a case too when it comes to people that have power.
They abuse that shit.
And that is a Grammy award-winning artist at that too. Yeah. So speaking has of, accolades. You know what I mean?
Speaking of, well, no, Travis hasn't won a Grammy.
He hasn't?
No, I don't think so. But I guess we'll wrap up this.
I don't know. We gotta look into that. I might gotta look into that.
Later.
He might got credits on something.
Nah, maybe. But to wrap up this episode. Let's say do it like we always do with our music talk. Utopia was fucking terrible.
Yeah, each listen I lose a point. I don't know. I don't want to say that either. Because all right, first of all, you want to give your review first before I get to mine.
Yeah, I'll give my review first. My review of Utopia is that it's the same mix of cool sounds that Travis Scott always does, the same cool features he always does, but his rapping hasn't gotten any better whatsoever, and that's my main problem with it. Mm-hmm. Like, if the rapping's not going to get any better, why am I listening to your music as a rap artist? Mm-hmm. And honestly, the production hasn't changed that much for me to even be that excited. It's just like the same cool formula I heard before when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. At this point, I'm a grown man, and I'm not even excited about it. Mm-hmm. Like, there's nowhere in my life that I'm going to be playing this Utopia.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
But then in that last bit of your opinion, I'm gonna have to take a defense stance for him.
How so?
Because at the end of the day, he can still appeal to the younger generation.
He can, yeah, of course, but
he doesn't have to appeal to us all the time with that type. But I do understand you on that kick, though. There should be a level of there should be a level of growth with your music.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There should be a level of growth somewhere in your music because, all right, I fuck with the beats.
Yeah.
The production, I think, is fucking amazing.
Yeah.
All right, I think the production on every fucking track is amazing.
It's great.
The song structure is all right, I would say. It's the same as usual. Same as usual. When it comes to the features, though, I think the features are pretty really dope. I think it's a lot of, especially, and one thing I do like about these new album drops that are coming out like within the past 5 years. Mm-hmm. Well, when the Usher World come out?
Shit, like two, shit, a minute ago.
Like four years ago.
A minute
four
ago.
4 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago.
A minute, that's a minute.
Yeah, I'm gonna say, I'm just making sure I got it right.
Yeah.
2018, yeah, 4 years ago. 5 years ago. 5 years ago, 5 years ago. I love the surprise feature. I love the surprise feature, Your mechanic, yeah. I love that structure for an album. You good. Because it just makes the album a surprise. Like, you know what I'm saying? You never know who the fuck gonna be on that goddamn album. You feel me? Like, who the first surprise feature that I was hyped about on that goddamn album? When I seen that Beyonce track. That Beyonce track. Fiend. With goddamn, I mean, the Playboi Carti track. Even though you didn't even know that was goddamn Carti till the day later. West Side Gun being on the album and the Alchemist beat on there. That was pretty interesting. I think he was trying to aim for a direct crowd on that one.
Oh yeah, that's all the features on a Travis Scott album.
Yeah.
His aim for a direct crowd.
And it's a lot of Yeezus sounding songs on there.
Yeah.
Well, it's literally two. I'm not gonna say stolen.
No, it's literally shit that was not used from Yeezus.
So why would it be stolen?
Or used from other Kanye projects. So he did actually get a lot of stuff that just was not.
It was throwaway.
Yeah, throwaway.
I
don't
want to say stolen.
Stolen throw. Yeah, fair enough.
Makes it seem like he took it from Kanye. When you know what I'm saying. We got to realize that he did help make Yeezus too.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean. So
what do you give it out of 10?
I
give it like a 5.
I give it a six. And that's a solid 6. I'm not moving from that 6 no more. Because the production itself carries it over a 5. In my opinion, and a 5.5, the features carry it to a solid 6.
Yeah,
every time I listen to the album,
yep.
the rapping, like, you know what I mean?
It's
I don't know what the hell he's talking about, man.
It's draining.
I don't know. And I listen to a lot of bullshit nowadays, so you can't fool me. I can't say I'm getting too old for this shit. So I don't know what you're talking about, Travis.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Utopia is pretty cool. The Drake feature is pretty tough. I do like the Drake feature. I do like the Drake feature. The Drake feature. I don't know if it's going to start some fireworks again.
Nah.
But I do like the Drake feature. Outside of that, the Beyonce song. Sirens, I fuck with that because that sounds like
Beyonce song is good. Schizo is all right.
Schizo with Young Thug. The Young Thug feature was tough. The Cudi feature sucked. I don't know.
Shit just kind of sucked.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's kind of. Well, man,
they fucking cut the lights out on us.
Yeah, the power went out.
No, the power didn't go out. They just cut the lights out on us. They said fuck you.
Yeah, somebody didn't pay the bill.
Oh wait, no, the bill's paid. And they just got the lights out on us.
Yeah, because somebody didn't pay the bill.
I don't know. This ain't whatchamacallit. Fucking hell, golly, I missed the reference.
I don't know what the fucking reference was.
Yeah, I know you don't know the reference. Mm. This is our first episode back.
Yeah, it's a negative one.
Negative one, I think. Man, we'll see how that goes. All right.
Talking about that's the name of it, negative one. Negative episode one. Negative one.
Episode negative one. Fair enough. Episode.
Yeah. We should name episode number. No, that's too fucking long. You're not even going to write that on the card.
Yeah, we're going to have to figure something out.
I'm talking about it's episode negative one. Because you got to realize, fellas and guys and gals and out there, people that loved us and wanted to see us, huh?
Pause.
You said what?
Said fellas and guys. All right, bro. Come on.
We took a time off. You know what I'm saying? I had to get right. You know what I'm saying? Now we back. You know what I'm saying? Sit tight, because we got a lot of stuff coming. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? We just going to keep coming back and doing more.
And we got some very exciting news coming up that you'll see in the week or two after this pod releases.
I don't even tell them.
We won't tell them.
I don't tell them.
I guess you ready to leave?
Yeah, I'm ready to go.
Should we give our outro?
What is that? Oh, damn.
It's your been your boy. Mr. AK Super Bowl 357, best known as Prince Godbody, and I was joined by
the God, King Hoopla.
And we are out.